Mexican President Blames Far Right for Tensions, Not Trump. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on June 1, 2026. Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum is blaming the far right in both the United States and Mexico for the tensions between the two governments in the fight against cartels and the politicians that enable them. During one of her speeches, Sheinbaum claimed that the tensions were not Trump's fault but the fault of far-right groups in both countries that opposed her political party for ideological reasons. Sheinbaum did not directly address the drug trafficking allegations and criminal indictments against top politicians within her party that triggered those tensions. No creo que si Trump quien haya encabezado esta ofensiva. Claudia Sheinbaum asegura que mantiene una comunicación constante con el gobierno de Estados Unidos. Advert que los ataques vienen de sectores de la ultraderecha estadounidense pic.twitter.com/xhkp805. El Universal, at el_universal_mx, June 1, 2026. In her speech, Sheinbaum claimed that she has a good relationship with U.S. President Donald J. Trump and that she didn't think that the tensions were caused by him. She claimed that people on the far right in Mexico had teamed up with people on the far right in the U.S. and were behind the instability in an attempt to benefit from it. Sheinbaum made no mention of the criminal indictment against Sinaloa's Governor Ruben Rocamoya, who, along with nine of his closest allies, is accused of working for the Sinaloa cartel by the U.S. Department of Justice. The tensions began when Sheinbaum used her position to defend Rocamoya, claiming there was no evidence of wrongdoing on his part. She has since made numerous public statements claiming that the criminal case against Rocamoya is political, aimed at hurting her party, Morena. Rocamoya is a member of that party and a close friend of Sheinbaum's mentor and Morena founder Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The rising tensions come at a time when various U.S. law enforcement officials have hinted at other top-level Mexican politicians possibly facing similar indictments for their role in enabling drug cartels to operate in Mexico. Since the start of the Trump administration, the U.S. government has pressured Mexico to eradicate drug cartels, and the White House has said in the past that Mexico's government and cartels have an intolerable relationship, Breitbart Texas has reported. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.